It's Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University, coming to you tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. You know, it's not often enough in this day and age you can turn on the radio and hear an Irving Berlin song. Irving Berlin wrote that song called Always. I'll be loving you always with a love that's true, always. He wrote it for his bride-to-be, Ellen MacKay, in 1925. And in fact, the substantial royalties that song earned all went to Ellen MacKay. Not only did he give her the sheet music. He gave her the rights. I think that's wonderful. Irving Berlin. That was pianist John Sheridan's dream band, including, among others, Jake Hanna playing drums, Phil Flanagan on bass, and who'd we hear? Eddie Erickson on guitar, Randy Reinhardt on cornet, Ron Hockett on clarinet, and there were others as well. Of course, John Sheridan on piano. We're going to do a few old songs here, speaking of 1925, on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're with us this evening. Giordano's Nighthawks there with Loudon Wainwright handling the vocal, a song that goes back prior to 1920, After You've Gone. That was Herb Gardner playing trombone, John Eric Kelso on cornet, Andy Stein on fiddle with Vince Giordano's group. Here's another thing that Herb Gardner did playing trombone. This is a song that's exactly 100 years old. Marion Harris introduced this song in 1916, and it's called I Ain't Got Nobody. Leon Redbone does it here with Herb Gardner's trombone, Frank Vignola on guitar, and Vince Giordano plays the sousaphone.
I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me. And I'm sad and lonely. Won't somebody come take a chance with me? I sing sweet love songs most all the time. If you come and be that sweet baby of mine, I ain't got nobody. Yeah, nobody cares for me.
I'll tell you what, you take a baritone voice, you get it just a little bit raspy, the ability to recognize a great song and then to deliver it. You got Leon Redbone. What a guy. Herb Gardner's trombone with Leon. Vince Giordano playing that sousaphone. Radio Munson here on GLT. You have a good Thanksgiving? I hope so. Well, are you having a good Thanksgiving? Let me put it that way. Let's not put it in the past tense. Playing some leftovers tonight as you get out the leftovers and set up a little buffet there. And that means songs that I've had on my playlist but just haven't gotten around to playing until now. So they're sort of leftover. I don't know about you, but Carol and I have a great weekend planned here in Tucson, Arizona. My granddaughter, Alyssa, and her mom, daughter Molly, should be airborne by now, flying out here for the weekend. We're going to do some real adventurous things here in the next 2 or 3 days. Hope you've had some time with family. Maybe that's still to come here, starting tomorrow on Black Friday. Here's a song the pianist Junior Mance did with a West Coast band put together by Bob Bain in 1965 in a mellow tone. Thank you. in a mellow tone. That's Junior Mance playing piano, 1965, with a West Coast band and the arrangement and the guitar of Bob Bain. He had a bunch of pals out on the left coast who joined him in that session. You don't hear Bob Bain's name very often when you talk about great guitarists. Certainly not, in the same line as Eric Clapton or Carlos Santana, some of the others. But I think Bob Bain's guitar licks have been heard by more sets of ears than either one of them and virtually every other guitarist. He was so busy in the Hollywood recording studios during the 50s and 60s that he actually would just leave his instruments lying around there at the studio rather than take them home. He'd just come back in and pick them up the next day. Composer Henry Mancini made regular use of Bain's guitar work on soundtracks and studio albums. And that heavy sizzling guitar part on the theme to Peter Gunn? Yeah, that was Bob Bain. This, on the other hand, is Doris Day on Radio Munson.
Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight tonight? Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start all over from scratch. Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna, yes, I wanna be with you tonight.
That's Carl Saunders, high trumpet there with the Gary Irwin Jazz Band from Los Angeles, and Pete Christlieb playing tenor saxophone, and Christian Jacob playing piano. It could happen to you. Maybe it already has. Here's something that happened to Jackie Kane and Roy Crowell, husband and wife duo. Jackie sang. She sang, and Roy Crowell, her husband, would play piano and harmonize with her a little bit. They were about as hip as you could be, early in the bebop movement. Charlie Ventura joined them to play some tenor saxophone on this track.
Do I want you? Oh my, do I, honey? Did I do? Do I need you? Oh my, do I, honey? Did I do?
Jackie Kane and Roy Crowell here on Radio Munson on GLT. Welcome aboard. We're broadcasting tonight from Tucson, Arizona, just a little ways up Dove Mountain, our lavishly appointed Radio Munson West studios. Got the folding table here and the folding chair, and it works out just fine. Thank you very much. Here's another song from the 1920s. Well, we played several of those tonight. Well, that's why they call them leftovers here. These are songs I hadn't gotten around to playing, intended to play. And this one has to do with aeronautics. It came from 1927. There was a band in London that played all the society dances in the 1920s in London that belonged to Jack Hilton. Jack Hilton, H-Y-L-T-O-N. In 1927, remember, this is the same year that Lindbergh made his famous flight across the Atlantic Ocean. In 1927, they recorded this song about me and Jane in a plane. And I remembered it because I remember this anecdote about a rather precarious publicity stunt that the Jack Hilton band performed when they performed this song aboard a couple of low-flying, open cockpit aircraft that were circling Blackpool Tower up in the northwestern section of Great Britain, right there on the Irish Sea. And so they did this song going very low to the ground while they circled Blackpool Tower. Unfortunately, they hadn't accounted for the fact that the strong wind in their faces in those open cockpit planes might dislodge some of the sheet music. And of course it did. And the folks on the crowded beachfront below were littered with sheet music, as the Jack Hilton band did Me and Jane in a Plane. London's Jack Hilton Band in 1927. No, I don't think they took their instruments with them when they went airborne to sing the lyrics of Me and Jane in a Plane. Certainly got them some publicity, however. It's Radio Munson. What would Radio Munson be without the Munson Street Breakdown? It's a song Lionel Hampton wrote and recorded. I don't know which Munson Street he's referring to, because there is a Munson Street in several towns. I've done deep research on this. But on this one, Lionel Hampton plays vibes, of course, but he also played that two-fingered piano he did, using index finger of each hand, much like he'd use a mallet on the vibes. As his piano-playing partner, Milt Buckner, played the low register, Hamp played the melody on a higher register on the piano. The Munson Street Breakdown, featuring also Benny Carter on alto saxophone and Jonah Jones trumpet. ¶¶ remember all those great albums that Jackie Gleason conducted back in the 1960s, 1950s and 60s, featuring Bobby Hackett's trumpet? Well, Jackie could swing a little bit, too. In fact, he loved great traditional jazz. And so he decided that he'd like to do an album that included just some polite arrangements. Some of the old songs featuring the best jazz musicians in New York, but some strings as well. And that one is called I Double Dare You, song out of the 1920s. Recorded in 1963, Roy Eldridge, Little Jazz, was playing the muted trumpet there. George Williams did a lot of those arrangements for the great one, Jackie Gleason. Well, we're just having some fun here on Thanksgiving night on Radio Munson. In fact, we're getting some fun out of life. And so is Joe Williams, with Dave Pell and his saxophones.
When we want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In our happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing, and maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day just wending our way along. When we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. And you can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life.
With Dave Pell's saxophone quartet called his Prez Conference in honor of Lester Young, who was called Prez by his musical peers. Joe Williams. Well, dancing's optional, you know, here on Radio Munson. It's encouraged. Here's one to dance to. It's a song that Bobby Haggart wrote years ago, Joe Bushkin, the piano player, does this with Warren Bechet's wonderful cornet. It's What's New. What's New? That's the cornet of Warren Bechet. What a soaring cornet with Joe Bushkin playing piano. Les Paul produced that recording session, the guitarist Les Paul, and he said, let's bring in a whole bunch of strings. He contracted with Glenn Osser to bring out a wonderful string section behind those two great musicians. here on Radio Munson. Well, we're thankful we can spend a couple of hours with you every Thursday night. Here, I don't know what you're thankful for, but I'm guessing that the list is pretty long. I know mine is. And so is the list that Diana Krall compiled.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. Blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Well, I hope it's not just to get you to sleep. I hope here on Thanksgiving night you've spent some time today counting your blessings. I know I have. And one of the ones I feel most strongly about is the opportunity to spend Thursday nights doing what I love to do, and that's spinning records here on Radio Munson. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a safe Black Friday tomorrow, won't you? Enjoy the rest of the weekend. I'll see you next Thursday night from Tucson, Arizona. John Cucuzzi is going to close us off playing vibes with James Trillo's guitar, Frank Tate on bass, and Joe Eschwan on drums. NPR News is next, and then Evening Jazz here on WGLT Normal. Thank you.
Thank you.